And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio with your news for the hour, starting now. On New Year's Day, there was a fire at 4317 Pigeon Road in Elkton. Apparently, a detached two-car garage caught fire, and it caused minor damage to a camper that was sitting near the garage. There was a full-size shed next to a garage that was able to be saved. The cause of the fire is still unknown at this time, but is being investigated. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office is drawing attention to January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Officials emphasize that trafficking, which uses force, fraud, or coercion to exploit victims, occurs in rural communities, not just urban areas. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski stressed that public awareness is essential for identifying victims and preventing crimes. When people know what to look for and how to report concerns, we increase our ability to protect victims and hold offenders accountable, he stated. The office encourages residents to wear blue on January 11th for Wear Blue Sunday to show support for trafficking survivors. Anyone who suspects trafficking should call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888 or contact local law enforcement. Anonymous reports are accepted. Additional details are available at HuronCountyProsecutor.com. And Michigan's wacky weather is causing a variety of issues. Because several inches of rain fell on December 28th, it caused a wastewater discharge in one community. The city of Lapeer reported that excessive rain on that day caused its wastewater plant in Industrial Drive to discharge about 430,000 gallons of partially treated water into the Flint River. The rain resulted in about 15.8 million gallons of water into the plant. My apologies. After the rain stopped, wastewater levels returned to normal. According to state requirements, the plant had to report the discharge to the Lapeer County Health Department and to the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. That was followed by freezing rain, which brought down trees and power lines that caused power outages, as well as slippery roads that caused numerous accidents. And that was your news for the hour. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.